fellow Nigerians and members of the body of Christ in Nigeria. Today I bring you another prophetic broadcast. In November of 2021, I put out a prophetic broadcast concerning the upcoming 2023 elections. I stated how I was shown that the nation Nigeria entered a significant 12-year cycle beginning in 2015 that would cover three presidential cycles. The presidential cycle of 2015 to 2019, 2019 to 2023, and another beginning 2023 to 2027. I shared how I was shown a fiery demonic horseman whose body all through was fire. Okay, he came out of the moon having a bow and arrow in his hand, and with it he shot into the sun three times. The first time retreated into the moon, came out the second time, shot thrice into the sun, retreated, and then came out from the moon the third time and shot thrice into the sun. Now take note of this. This vicious being came three times and struck three times at each of his coming. Now I also spoke about how that in the dream where I was shown this, I began to speak to people around me about the significance of what was transpiring. Okay, so after this moment, I had another phase in the dream where I began to be shown what the different strikes will mean and how that they meant the different presidential cycles that the nation would experience beginning 2015, then 2019, and 2023. In the first dream where I saw this, I was now in a place where I was being chased around by a lot of cows. Viciously, I was running around about the building. Now I kept running and running and running fiercely until I climbed up a wall and stood and I woke up from that dream. At that point I didn't understand it, but I knew that the Lord had always shown me not just the presidential figure, the person who would occupy the presidential seat. When he shows me presidential seasons in Nigeria, the first thing the Lord would usually show me is the presidential season. What will be predominant? What will happen within that presidential season? Now, I began to understand after a while that what the Lord showed me was what transpired in the first, in the 2015 presidential season, 2015 to 2019. The menace of Fulani herdsmen and the cows that began to ravage the nation, and the attempt to possess lands in every nation, in every state of the nation, to give out to the herdsmen. Now this was a significant battle, but you see, it was sponsored by a very, very demonic, vicious being who wanted to sow a very significant seed of destruction in the nation. Now during the week of the 2019 presidential election, I had a repeat of this visitation. Now I saw this horseman again. He came into the nation the second time, and the Lord reminded me of the first dream I had had where I said that this would come three times. He came out of the moon three times. So the second coming of this horseman was in 2019. Now in 2019, after I had seen this coming into the nation, I then had subsequent dreams. Now put together, this is what it showed. In one of them, I was walking in the streets of the nation and I began to hear a loud announcement coming from the heavens. Now these were the words that were said, that they had stopped Nigeria's money from coming in internationally. These were the announcements. It was very loud and it was very clear. At the moment, I didn't understand it. Now, I continued to walk in the dream, then I came into a place where there was a rock. Now, I cannot tell if it's as a rock, but I could tell that it's a rock. Now, there was a being seated on it. She had the figure of a woman, and there were people around her who were bowing down to her, worshipping her, and I knew that they had been kidnapped. They had been taken captive. Now, after a long period of time, I began to understand that the statement I heard as the announcement from the heavens was actually pointing to the currency, the naira, because the announcement is this, that they had stopped Nigeria's money from coming in internationally. I didn't realize until much later that this was speaking about the fall of the naira and how the naira would fare internationally. Now the second part of the people who have been kidnapped pointed to the spirit of bondage that is working through the bandits and the kidnapping that is ravaging the nation we've seen in the 2019 and 2023 election season. Now, again recently the Lord began to show me the third coming of this husband. Now, as difficult as this is to share, it is an instruction that we must understand so that we know as members of the body of Christ, we know how to pray and how to prepare ourselves for what's coming. Now, I saw this husband coming the third time, but this is what I saw the third time. The first time, I saw the cows chasing me all around. The second time, I had the announcement about the currency and about the woman of bondage. Then the third one, this is what I saw. I saw the husband coming the third time, but he came in with thousands of armageries. Thousands of armageries. As soon as they landed, they began to run looking for places to break into and cause chaos and as they loot and take things. Now this was going on widespread all over the place. They had their plates with them, and as they moved, I could perceive and understand that they were moving and the spirit of poverty was moving them. So there was a very big concern. Now connected with every other thing that the Lord had shown, there was a very big concern because of the way they crisscrossed the land of the nation. Now this three is what I saw, and it points to what is going to be coming regarding the next presidential season coming 2023-2027. See, it's not so much about parties but about what is given the right of governments, okay, to come into the nation by reason of what? By reason of the activities of what? Of both the leaders and the citizens of the land. Now, nothing gives a prophetic picture of the nation more than the scriptures Judges 6 in this time. I'll read this very quickly and I'll explain a number of things that we're experiencing. Judges chapter 6 from verse 1. It says, "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years. And the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds." And you see that. So the people did what? So they made themselves what? Dens. So they were in hiding. They were in hiding. Now because of what? Because of what the Midianites were doing to them. Now verse 3, "And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass." Did you see that? Now this is exactly what we are seeing, the bandits and the kidnappers. So we see that the people of Israel in their time began to go in hiding. That's one. Then this one shows that when they sowed, okay, when they sold, what happened? The Midianite came in and did what? And took everything. Okay? They came and took everything. Now, verse 5. This is another part of it. "For they came up with their cattle and their tents." Now, look at the herdsmen. The issue of the herdsmen. You see this happening far back in the scriptures in the time of Gideon. It says, "For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitudes. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy." This is exactly what we've been experiencing. Verse 6, "And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord." So you see, the same thing. I saw the spirit of poverty moving with the armageries, and I saw the third coming of the husband. Now, this is just extremely similar and an exact prophetic picture of what the nation is experiencing that we see recorded in Judges chapter 6 that Israel has experienced. But look at what happened. In the 7th, scripture says, "And it came to pass that when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites." So there was something about it. It says when. The question is, as a nation, there's the point where we must get to where it will be written and said about us. It says when the nation of Nigeria cried unto the Lord. I do not know if we've gotten to the point yet. It's the Lord who will take record and show record that we have cried unto the Lord regarding what has been taking place. Now, while the people cried unto the Lord, in verse 8 it says that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord. So the Lord sent a prophet to them, and the prophet began to tell them of what? Of the evil that had been committed in the land, and the evil that gave right to what? To what they were experiencing. Now, after this, we see the angel of the Lord appearing to a man named Gideon, and the Lord using Gideon to raise up a people, okay, through whom the Lord began to deliver the nation of Israel. So this is exactly where we are as the nation in this point. Now, there are seasons and of time that have been determined. But you see, in the midst of this, there's going to be what? A Gideon company. Who what? In what? In their personal part are seeking the Lord. Okay? And the Lord is going to be moving amongst the Gideon company to begin to raise them and prepare them for a coming season, so that there will be a people who will begin to walk with the Lord to see that what? The Lord brings redemption and restoration of all the things that the Midianites and the Amalekites have coming to take in the land. But you see, the call must go forth. And that is the call that is now going forth. For a people to emerge, for a people to rise, for a Gideon company who will do what? Who will ponder on the ways of the Lord and cry out in their hearts for the Lord to rise up and bring deliverance to this nation. So this is a combination of words that tells us that, well, that there's a shaking, there's a third shaking that is coming, but at the same time, there's a call that is going forth by the Spirit of the Lord to a people who will be a Gideon company in the midst of what's coming, and God will supernaturally raise them, God will supernaturally preserve them, and He will use them and raise them up for a time that is coming, so that in the coming season, as we head up into another presidential season that will begin in 2027, the nation will be ready for a whole new walk of redemption that is going to begin. So this is the word of the Lord to the nation Nigeria. My trust is that the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ will bring understanding and shed His wisdom in our hearts, that we would know how to seek Him and press in for the perfect and the righteous will of the Lord to be revealed and expressed in the land of the nation Nigeria. It's an honor to bring this word.